311.
Good afternoon and welcome to yet another 311 radio show on BOB 92.9 FM. I am your host for this afternoon's presentation, our program, Fire and Life Safety Officer Kevin Sobers of the Fire Prevention and Code Enforcement Unit. And I take this opportunity to welcome all those who are tuning in for the first time. Welcome to the family. And to those who are frequent listeners, thank you for joining us once again. This evening, I'm not here alone, but I have two persons here joining me today. So permit me the opportunity to welcome you, to welcome to the program, Fire and Life Safety Manager, or should I say, Deputy Chief Fire Officer Acting from tomorrow, Marlon Small.
All right, good afternoon. Thanks, Kevin. It's a pleasure to be here. Good afternoon, Barbados.
Yes, and also with us, we have one of my other colleagues, Fire and Life Safety Officer. You know, in fire service, we always talk about fires, how fires does eat everything. And if the fire doesn't eat everything, she certainly will. Welcome, Fire and Life Safety Officer, Roselle Davis.
Thanks, Robert, and good afternoon, Barbados.
Now, today we have a packed program as usual. And we're going to start by talking about last weekend, where we had the Hawthorne Festival. And we had a number of our fire cadets who would have joined us or joined that festival and represented the Barbados Fire Service. And I'm going to invite Ms. Davis to just tell us a little bit about what the fire cadets would have done for that period and the rehearsals leading up to it.
Good afternoon once again. All right. For the Hawthorne Festival, normally we would have a detachment consisting of the fire cadets who would normally march from Trent's Playing Field to Sandy Crest. But this year, they went from the Trent's Playing Field to Cave Shepherd. The detachment was comprised of 13 cadets, two detachment commanders, which is myself and Officer Sobers. It had one medic, two guides, two drivers, and one of the driver would have been the coordinator party fire cadet program, Mr. Adrian Brook. Let me just say that the parade would have been new for some of them, but all in all, I was proud of the progress that they made and the work that they put in. And I commend them for that, even though it would have been late notice and we hardly got in the amount of rehearsals that we would have wanted. So I just want to commend them for that. Job well done. After the parade, this was something new. So then we took them to the stalls, the various stalls that would have had open flames, and gave them a little exposure of what you should be looking for. Things like extinguishers and burn permits, making sure that your pathways are cleared and what's not, just to give them a little open mind of what the fire service do when it comes to certain events.
Yes, and I must say the fire cadets did a tremendous job. And they also had some new persons who would have joined us, joined the fire cadet program, I think it was just 2 weeks before, and they were able to get in the marching and returns in those 2 weeks and joined us on the parade. So to those two persons, as well as the entire fire cadets, all those who participated and the parents, thank you for your support and a job well done. Now, as I said, they had the 2 weeks of rehearsals, one at our 12 fire station at the fire academy, and then the other we had at the grounds at the Lesser One School. So for all those who have granted us the permission to do that, I also want to say thanks for accommodating us at short notice. Now, as she said, the faculty after marching from Trent's Playing Field up to by Cave Shepherd or Judy Free Barbados. After that, they went straight into action and we went to check all these stalls, as she said, that had the open flame and the hazards. And as an instructor who has been observing and teaching them over the past couple of years, and the new persons of last year's Fire Cadet program, it really was heartwarming to see that all that you would have been teaching them over that period, seeing it come into fruition, seeing them making the checks and noticing things and picking up on certain things, which we will discuss today. And before I invite Mr. Small to have the floor, I also want to give a thank you to all of you, our listeners, who would have heard the program over the past 2 weeks, inform you about the burn permits and the extinguishers, for listening to the information and coming in and getting your burn permits and making sure that you were started out. So good job to you guys and those who are listening, who, as you know, we have some other events coming up, who have yet to make sure that you have your burn permits or have your extinguishers checked and stuff. Make sure you do that before those events come up so that you will not be caught at the other end of the state. So over to you, Deputy Chief Officer Acting Marlon Small.
Well, thank you, Kevin. Thank you, Officer Davis. First, I would like to say thanks for the work that you guys have been doing to ensure that Barbados is safe. You're doing your inspections. And I would also take this opportunity to congratulate the Fire Cadet Program on a job really, really well done over the weekend. And I'd also like to express to the Whole Town Festival Planning Committee, a very well planned out event. Of course, there are things that the fire service will be willing to get on board with to ensure that this event is even safer next time around as we continue to protect the lives of those who live, work, invest, and visit Barbados. But like anything, there have been a few concerns that during the weekend that were observed. And this is really reaching out to you, the stall owners and vendors. And let me say a kudos to you for getting out there and getting your burn permits and ensuring that you had the requisite pieces of regulations to do the various tasks that you were doing. And also to the store owners, as the officers came by and interacted with you to make sure that you have had those things to improve your fire safety, that those who were not in possession of them quickly put things in place to ensure that they got hold of the necessary extinguishers and various devices that were required as identified by the officers. But I need to reach out and speak to a couple of things, and I'm going to take this platform this evening to speak about the extinguishers. And although a lot of stalls and a lot of vendors, you do have the extinguishers, one of the concerns I have is that the placement of the extinguishers, a lot of times when the officers visit the stalls and we ask them for the extinguishers, persons have to be asking one another where the extinguisher is, and it takes a lot of time. So we're going to be looking at having those extinguishers mounted in a way that they're visible, one, and that they're easily accessible to all of the persons working within the stalls. And we are not only talking about the pool stalls, but the sound systems operating at these events. There are the mixing board, and then there are those elements that are on the stage. You need to have some kind of extinguisher in case something happens. But just having the extinguisher is only taking us one part of the way, but we need you also to get some level of extinguisher training. And the Barbados Fire Service stands ready to provide that training through our Fire Academy. And for those of you listening, I would implore you to contact the Barbados Fire Academy at 535-7884 or 535-7888 or 7909 and reach out to one of our competent instructors there and sign up for that fire extinguisher training program to ensure that you not only have the right piece of equipment, but very, very important is that you know how to operate that piece of equipment. So that is for your extinguishers, and I hope that listeners, you will pass it on to your fellow vendors if they're not here, but we need to get that message out there and feel free to reach out. Another problem that presented itself was access and ingress within a lot of these stalls. In other words, a lot of these stalls, there was a lot of overcrowding given the space available. We have a lot of workers and it presents a problem or a potential problem for an incident to arise, especially you have 2-3 persons working around the store area, and then there are persons packing the orders and there's a lot of jumbling, limited space, and it presents the opportunity for an accident to arrive. And even if when the accident happens, then because of how the stores are laid out, persons getting out is really a challenge for us. We do intend and have reached out to our fire prevention and court enforcement unit to step up our public education in these specific areas to ensure that you, the vendors, make maximum profit, but you make it in a safe environment. Some of those stalls, we had to reach out to persons to ask them to tell you things that you hear. For instance, common household practices, your indication, you need to tie the aprons to ensure that as you're moving around with the stove, that the apron don't inadvertently come in contact with the open flame.
Yeah.
And then we know that this is a reality, so you need to know how to stop, drop, and roll. And I know our fire prevention unit is going to be out there. They're going to be building out a whole brand new program for you, the store owners. So as looking forward, we're going to be having our AgriFest. We're going to be having our crop over coming up soon.
Yep.
Look out for the Barbados Fire Service Fire Prevention Code Enforcement Unit bringing information to you, bringing ideas to you, keeping you safe each and every day. Your electrical hazards, definitely, we do not want to inhibit you from having a good time and the patrons enjoying themselves, but we need to look out for those electrical hazards. A lot of stalls, you have generators powering some of the appliances. And when we speak to this, we want to ensure that you have the right rated electric cord. The cords are placed in the correct place when they run to power these different devices. And of course, you have your generators. The generators need to be refueled. So you need to have the right type of container. So what I'm telling you is these are things that the officers, as they come around, they're going to be looking for. So don't have your gasoline in a pet bottle. They're going to be looking for the right container, the approved container. And if you have a diesel, they're looking for the approved container. And if you don't have that, they will stop this unsafe practice. So you nearly need to get up to those early training sessions. They're going to be there to make sure that you're safe. We have that general fire safety awareness and ensure that you benefit from your investment into the event. Your tanks, there's a tendency, we're speaking about global climate change and these kind of things, so some tanks are not really secured properly, some vendor stalls not secured properly, and a high wind can cause a significant injury to the persons, the patrons at the stalls, or even to the persons working in the stalls. And I want to reach out to you again that you need to secure these vendor stalls properly. I've seen a trend of persons using the pallets to create stalls. We need to ensure that those structures are secured properly and that everything that you do is safe. So I would like to say to you, everybody that is listening and hearing my voice this evening, that really and truly take these things on board, and I'll give the other members of the panel here opportunity to speak, but you will definitely hear me again on some of the other things that the fire service is doing to keep you safe during the various major events.
Yes, definitely. And to add to what Smallwood said, you'll also notice a lot of extinguishers which has not been kept as relates to maintenance and service. If you know you have the event coming up, make sure you do the check of your extinguisher to make sure that the next service date that is has not come as yet or has expired. Your extinguisher should be serviced at least once every year. Some places do them every 6 months, but once a year, you should have your extinguisher service. So those of you who are working at Agrifest today and this weekend and the couple of events coming up, make sure you check to ensure that your extinguisher is in working order. Also, those of you who are using grills as well, ensure that your grills, when you have them open, that they are not resting on the same tents, because that, again, is also another hazard. Be careful where you also run your extinguishers, your extension cords, Make sure that it does not present a trip hazard. Run in the area where that is away from where you have to constantly move around, so that you will not trip and then you tilt over the same grill or whatever it is that is connected to the same extension cord. I see Davis also has some things you want to say. Go ahead.
Let me just add, to avoid disappointment, especially the person who do the open flames, it's best advice, if you know that an event is coming up, you know Agrifest is scheduled for basically the same time every year, don't wait until the weekend of Agrifest to apply for a burn permit. Because if it is that the fire inspectors show up at your stall, they by rights have, they can shut you down. And you don't want to pay your money for your stall and get shut down because you don't have the right extinguisher or even a burn permit for that. So instead of waiting until the day or two before the event, when you see a certain time, just send in the request for the burn permit.
Right. And I just want to join to that. Officer David spoke about shutting down, but what we are doing is stopping any unsafe activity.
Yeah.
So if what you have put in place for the food preparation is not safe, we will not allow you to do that. But if you have things that have already been prepared, we would allow you to continue to sell to the patrons. But where there are unsafe practices or safe equipment, we would definitely not allow that. And relative to the burn permits that Officer Davis spoke about, try to have your burn permits laminated. You're in an environment, grease and all these other items. So when you receive your burn permit, invest in getting it laminated so that when the officers come around, you can present that burn permit. And if you're a regular person working at these events, then you want to also, Officer Sober spoke about your preparation for the events, and look at your burn permit and make sure that it's a valid burn permit.
Mm-hmm.
You need to ensure you have a valid burn permit for the purpose of open flame. And that is one of the things in your preparation. You do your safety checks, check your extension cords, make sure you have the right extension cords. A lot of times we see persons with their gas bottles, the gas line is just, it's not properly secured to the gas head. And we want persons to ensure that you are as safe as possible. Reach out to the Barbados Fire Service. We're willing to come and do some safety checks with your equipment to make sure that when it's time for the festival, various festivals, various activities throughout the year, that you can have a safe event, and the fire service is your friend.
Yes.
We are not your enemy. We are here to keep you safe. We are here to keep Barbadians safe each and every day. So we want you to work with us to ensure that you have a safe event. Another thing, one of the critical things is we talk about overcrowding in stalls, but overcrowding around the outside of the stalls poses another challenge where the, especially the area where the cooking is going on, some persons still allow patrons to come to that site. We don't want to see that. So you need to think about what is happening. What if? What if something happens? How can I protect these persons? So as the officers come to the different venues and they speak to you, please cooperate. All we are asking for is a cooperation. And I was really disappointed where I had, and I need to tell you about this, I had an opportunity to visit a stall, and the officer, the person at the stall presented an extinguisher. I moved on to the next stall, and when I called for the extinguisher, I recognize the signature looked familiar to me. So you had the officers wait there with the signature and the owner of the stall. And when I went back to the other stall, what they were actually doing was quickly switching the signature between stalls as the officers can. Barbados, vendors, that is not best practice. And we want you to desist from this. We will be putting measures in place to ensure we record the stall numbers. We'll be taking the extinguisher serial number so we can see if that extinguisher is moving throughout the event. But we would definitely be bringing things and putting things in place to ensure that each stall meets the regulatory codes to ensure that the patrons, the proprietors remain safe. So we're looking to get on board with NCF and all these different persons, promoters that put on these events, that it's not only about the event, but it's about the persons serving food and drinks to the people, the persons patronizing these events. So we want to make sure that the event is safe each and every time. So remember, fire service is not your enemy. We are your friend.
Yes. And to add to that, it must be commended how the officers were willing to work with the stall owners who had minor infractions or who had infractions to make sure that when we move on from that stall, that those infractions were rectified and that those persons were as safe as possible. Not just those who were working in the stall, but those who were patronizing the stall as well. So kudos to those officers as well. And as Smallwood has spoken about the gas bottle, also the gas bottle positioning. Try to have the lid and the bottle downwind so that in the event that there's any gas spilling, that it goes downwind and not, it goes back to the same open flame, which could present another challenge or another hazard. As it relates to oil leaks and oil spills, I remember there was one stall where the oil from the pan was leaking and coming all over the saucepan, and it was all over on the area where the person was cooking. And right next to that area was also where the generator was set up and running. And that is a hazard. So you have to be vigilant and mindful of these things. If it is, you realize that you have a large spillage, shift around these electrical items or those things which are powered, which could present a fire hazard. As it relates to exits, make sure that you have 2 exits and that the exits are clear. Person may have 2 exits, but the exits, you have the freezer, the barbecue grill, you have everything packed up. And if it is that something happens and you have to make a hasty exit, your exit path is now prohibited or blocked, and it leaves you and your other persons. Let's say you go and you trip up and those 2 persons behind you or 3 persons behind you run out, you'll be trampled. And that's another injury, and that's another headache which we do not need. So think safety. I know, yes, you want to make as much money as possible. You want to do a large quantity of selling as relates to selling things from the grill, deep fryer, and everything else. But consider the size of your stall and be understand the area which you're working with, and make sure you work to suit. Don't try to work beyond what space you have. The lights and displays as well, make sure that when you have the lights hang up and the different connections, that you don't have your display and your clothing hanging and wrapped around those same connections, because that again is also another hazard. You were saying something small?
I just want to say to you, you know, Kevin, I love the festival and I love to have a CS festival. I don't want our festivals to be marred by any bad events, negative events. So let's say in consideration, crop over, the kiddies kadoomans, in opposition to grand crop over. Think about your audience. We have the little ones, 3 years, and they're running all around. You have these stalls that are going to be selling the toys and these kind of things. So think about that and put those things in place that will keep these persons safe. Children normally like to run and crawl on the things, and some persons, they're cooking, they just have the tables, they're not putting the protection in front of the tables, and the children will crawl under there, hiding. And if you're not aware, then we get problems. So Kevin and Davis, we really want to ensure that all the rest of the events for 2023 that is safe, and we are very sure, come crop over, that we will hardly have to speak to any store owners, because you will know the drill by now. We've been talking about it. It's like the fire service come. We can tell the persons, yes, this event is safe. We can get going. You're not going to be packing your chicken wings and your chips and your hamburgers and forgetting those extinguishers. They know Barbados. You think they're going to forget these hamburgers, right? The province just want to come and patronize you too in a safe environment. But definitely coming on to the other events coming up. So we really going to be looking in on AgriFest really hard. We have going to have great teams there. They're friendly, but they're going to be very firm. They're not going to be taking. They're going to be no nonsense where they find these safety issues. So that by the time crop overcome, we definitely be hitting the road, enjoying playing mass. We're going to be enjoying it on the road. You're enjoying music, and we're going to be having a real safe session. So
an enjoyable culture.
That's
enjoyable
right.
Culture, yes. And for those of you who, for those future events, because for sure it can be for AgriFest, because AgriFest is going on all along. But for those of you, for all those future events who are inquiring about the burn permit, feel free to call the Fire Prevention and Code Enforcement Unit at 535-7829 or 3031 right up to 33. So that's 535-7829 and all the way up. Now we are going to enter a little segment which I introduced last week. The segment called Too Hot to Keep.
Whoa.
Too Hot to Keep. And you know, us as Caribbean persons, maybe get a nice hot secret. You take the phone, you call, you tell someone else. So for all of those persons listening, this little secret for you. So listen carefully. If you know of any person or you yourself have on your property or on your roof, you have the photovoltaic panels on your roof or on your property, just ensure that you have well displayed the emergency contact numbers for the persons who are responsible for the installation and the maintenance and the upkeep of your system. So you should have it displayed. Have it displayed in more than one location, have it clear and visible so that if anything happens and the fire service has to respond, that we can have access to, or we can locate that information and contact them as soon as possible so that it will assist us in doing an even better job to prevent everything you've worked so hard to gain from going up in smoke and in flames. So again, make sure that you have a contact number and that it's a 24-hour emergency contact number. So that if it is that something happens at 2 o'clock in the morning, that we don't have to be until the next morning when everything already destroyed to then be calling someone to come and check. No, we want emergency number that's 24 hours. You were saying something small?
Yeah, but you know what, Sammy, Kevin, I really like this idea about 2 hours a key, but I want to take it a little further. Mm-hmm. Every Sunday, you hear the 311 show gossip boldly. Don't keep it. Mm-hmm. Treat it as too hot to keep. Barbados, we need you to help us to get the message out there. Fire safety is everybody's business. So,
yes.
Too hot to keep.
So when you hear the 311 radio show starting right after the program, the other program, just remember, too hot, too hot, too hot to keep.
Yes.
So now, unfortunately, we have literally burnt up all of our time. And sadly reached the end of yet another 311 radio show here on VOB 92.9 FM. So feel free, if you have missed anything or you missed any of the previous recordings, or you just wanted to hear back over what we said today, you can tune in on their Facebook site or on their podcast and rewatch any of the previous episodes as well as this one and keep up to date or jot down anything that you've missed or you need to recap. But thank you again for joining us, your family from the Barbados Fire Service. for Prevention and Code Enforcement Unit. It has been my pleasure, and I'm sure the others can say the same, our pleasure being here with you this afternoon. And I am Fire and Life Safety Officer Kevin Sobers. This is with me, my colleague, Fire and Life Safety Officer Rosalind Davis, and Fire and Life Safety Manager Marlon Small. And as we always say at the end of every show, fire prevention is our intention. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You can depend on the Barbados Fire Service 311.